produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
God bless you, my sisters and brothers. I'm so honored and grateful to be here to speak to you on today. I first give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and I thank him for being here, to his son, Jesus Christ, to his spirit, the Holy Ghost, and to all of you that are listening to my voice today. On behalf of Finding My Way Network and all our radio networks around the world that broadcast, that you listen to every single day, we thank God for you listening to us and turning and tuning in to hear what we have to say to encourage you every single day. My name is Bishop Jerome Elliott, and again, I'm so blessed and honored to share the word of God with you on this day, a word of strength and encouragement that I pray that will bless your soul as I speak the word of God over your life. If you would, if you have your Bible, Matthew chapter 2, verses, I believe, 1 through 11 is where we're going to share the word of God at for this day. Amen. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judea. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Again, God bless all of you. Amen. All of you, my sisters and brothers, my bishops, my priests, my mourning and women, laying women, amen, that are laying prostrate before God. All of the pastors, leaders, missionary, prophetess, elders. We don't want to miss anyone, popes, anyone that's listening to this broadcast. We honor you and we give honor and respect to all of you. Amen. Your beliefs. Amen. Your prayers. All about you. Amen. We want to honor you. Amen. And make sure that we give reverence to you on this day. We want to pray for a moment and then we're going to go into the word that God has given us to share with you on this day. Father God, we thank you right now for this season that you have given us. So God, Lord, I pray over the year that we have right now. We're almost to the end and close of another year. Oh God, we've been in wars and fighting. People have transitioned. People have been sick. They've been broken. People have been in poverty. People have been hungry. They've been misplaced. People have come up missing. But even through every trial, tribulation, days of famine and not raining, God, you have yet made a way for your people. And Lord, we just want to tell you thank you this day. Lord, I thank you for this network, oh God, and for its founder, God, my spiritual daughter, Kayla. Thank you for her staff. Thank you, God, for every network that broadcasts, oh God, under this umbrella. Oh God, I pray for every platform, oh God. I pray for every radio network. I pray for every listener. I pray for every nation, the nation that you're opening up for this programming, oh God, to come into in the coming year, oh God. I pray for the financing, oh God. I pray for the people that will speak on these platforms, oh God, that open doors, oh God, that the enemy cannot shed in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, a prayer of protection, God, over every soul, oh God, every person that will hear this network, oh God. I pray and prophesy healing and strength, food, not famine, God, faith, oh God, not struggle, oh God. Bring them out of every storm and burden in the name of Jesus. Give increase to every heart and soul. Provide for them, oh God, Lord. Give us the strength to keep on going, oh God, and pour into us, oh God, so that we may pour into your people in this next season. God, we thank you for this season, oh God, that won't end because your word in favor is on it, oh God. And we give your name all the glory, honor, and praise in your son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Again, God bless you. So grateful to be back here with you again. Again, I'm Bishop Elliott. Amen. I believe you know my voice by now. But again, I am so grateful, honored, and humble to be here speaking to you at this time. Amen. Just a message to share during this season, amen. And I want to use for a thought today, have you seen his star? Have you seen his star? Coming out of Matthew chapter 2, amen. I want to share today, amen, that it is such a joy to know who the risen Savior is. It's a blessing from that we know whom all things flow from, amen. Even when we're attacked by the wind of struggles and sometime adversity that may come against us, I want you to know, y'all, that we got to keep on trusting in the light of God. I want to encourage you, amen, that through the light of God, amen, you're going to make it. Just as the pillar of fire that God gave the children of Israel when they were escaping Egypt from the hands of Pharaoh and they was being led by Moses, amen, during the nighttime, and God led them, amen, under his rings and direction and gave them that pillar of fire, amen, to be led. I want you to know today, amen, that God has a light that he wants to use to draw you, amen. And just like Samson, you know, he was distracted from his light. But just because you were distracted, it does not mean that you cannot get back on track. The word of God declares that we are a city that sits on a hill, and our light, amen, our light cannot be hid. He said that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them which are lost, which means those that do not want the light. But I believe that every soul that will hear my voice on this broadcast, amen, I believe that you want the light of God to shine on your life. Just like he says in his word, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Amen. We got some light, amen, and we got to shine. We got some light that we got to allow the world to see shine to us. But I want to know today, amen, have you seen his star? Have you seen the light illuminating from God? Have you seen the star of God shining over you, amen, protecting you and giving you a glimpse of what it's going to be as you hold on and keep on walking with God? Oh my God, I'm so excited about the word of God today. And I'm just praying right now that you would just be excited the same way, because God has a word, has a blessing with your name on it. There's a light that God wants to show you that's going to give increase over your life. But I just want to speak this spoken word right now. Amen. Have you seen his star? Have you seen his star? And I got to stop before I get too excited. Amen. Let's get into this thing today as we share the word of God. Amen. Listen, it all starts out simple that when we go back to Matthew chapter 1, I have to start there before I get in chapter 2. Amen. About this light. Amen. And I want you to know, amen, that God showed the light to Joseph first. What do you mean, Bishop? Amen. God showed the light to Joseph first, and he told Joseph, amen, that listen, Joseph, can I show you something, man of God, that your wife is pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I know, amen, that right now you're saying that how can she be pregnant? And I never touched her. She's a virgin. God, how is that going to be? And how is that going to work? And God says, not to worry, man. This is God showing the light to Joseph. He said, listen, my son, I must show you, amen, that listen, that what your wife is carrying is precious, that it's a gift that I am sending to the world. It's my way to renew my vow and my promise to the world. It's the way, amen, that the world will have transportation back to heaven and back to their rightful place with me of the promise that I have gave. But I need you to be careful and not to mess that up. Don't expose her. Don't go and try to put her away. Don't go and try to tell nobody that she's been with no one else. And I'm telling you, y'all, it's nothing like having a conversation with God, that when God shows you the light and when God taps into your spiritual man and when God taps into your soul and tells you a thing and you know that it's from God, can't no demon, can't no witch, can't no spell, can't no curse cause you to doubt and waver. The wind may blow, but you still standing. They may try to turn their back on you, but you're still standing. They may walk away, but you're still standing. Why is that, Bishop? Because, amen, I have seen his star. And before they even saw the star, Joseph saw the star. Oh, my God. Before they even could start coming to see where his star was going to be, I want you to know today that Joseph was already walking in the light that the star was already giving him, because God had already spoke to him and said, my son, don't jeopardize this. Don't mess this up. Don't do nothing crazy. Don't do nothing sideways. Don't let your mind play tricks on you. Don't let the enemy come in and deceive you, because what she's carrying, amen, is going to be birth of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus, that the Holy Ghost has gotten down in her soul. The Holy Ghost has came down and connected, amen, and caused the seed of God to be placed into the seed of the woman. And she's carrying, amen, she's carrying the Savior of the world. She's carrying glory, my God. She's carrying the anointing. She's carrying the light that's going to illuminate to the entire world. So my son, just be careful. Guard her and shield her and protect her. And as you cover her, I'll cover y'all. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. You better hear me today. Because when you see his star, amen, his star will cover you. When you see his star will protect you. When you see his star will birth things out of you that you didn't even know that was down inside of you. Touch yourself and just begin to say, I've seen his star, Bishop. I've seen his star. I've seen his star. The word says, amen, that a prophetic word had already been given about Jesus, amen, over 700 years prior, amen, by the prophet, amen, by the prophet Isaiah, that says, you know, that he's going to become, that he's going to be like a sheep before his shearer, that he's not going to say a mumbling word, that he's going to be falsely accused, but that he must come, that he must come to save men from their sins. Jesus was coming, amen. And the wise men wanted to know where is he at so we can visit him. Amen. They had heard about he's coming. He's coming. You know, you get excited about something new. You get excited about going to a new place. And so the wise men, they say, we've heard about him. Amen. We've seen his star. And so, amen, we want to go and look for his star. And you know, amen, we should seek his star the same way the wise men sought his star. Oh, my God, that's blessing me right now in the name of Jesus. I say, amen. We should seek his star the same way the wise men saw this star. That means we got to be hungry for the word in season and out of season. We got to strive to build our faith and trust in him, amen, that when hell is breaking out, amen, that we're going to pray without ceasing, amen, that when trouble arises, amen, we're going to say, because we know the star of God is out here, we're not going to turn away, but we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on pressing because we know there's a star that we got to look for. Anybody looking for that star today, amen, you got to say that, God, I'm coming to see your star. I'm coming to see your star. I've heard about your star in the east, and I'm coming to see your star. I've been scarred, but I'm coming to see your star. I've been broken, but I'm coming to see your star, my God. I've been shipwrecked, but I'm coming to see your star. I've been left for dead, but I'm coming to see your star. I'm hurting right now, but I'm coming to see your star. Don't get in my way now. I got to see the star of Jesus, because when I get to him,
him like the woman that pressed away. She said, oh, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment. You know what she was saying? I'm coming to see your star. When the woman was bent on for 18 years and he came and touched her, oh my God, I'm just coming to see your star. That when Jairus, amen, said, Jesus, my daughter's at home sick at the point of death. He was saying, I'm coming to see your star. When the woman said, Lord, my daughter's over here vexed with a demon, come and heal her. He was just saying, Lord, I'm coming to see your star, my God. That when the woman came and called, a Shamanite woman called on a man of God and said, hey, my son is dead. All she was saying was, I need to see his star. And I'm just wondering right now, if anybody on here on the sound of my voice, do you want to see his star? He was disturbed, amen, because you got Herod the king. He was disturbed because he knew that because the star had been shown and the people wanted to see the star and wanted to know about Jesus now because he has this false identity and this false thing narrative going on in his soul, and he's trying to play like he really wants to see Jesus. And I'm telling you today, you have to be careful because there are going to be people around you that are going to act like they really want to see Jesus. They're going to be faking and jerking and jumping up and down. They're going to come and ask for prayer. They're going to come and say, anoint me with oil. They're going to say, give me a Bible. But the only way you're going to know for real, amen, he that keep on walking with God and looking for his star every day. So you got to keep on looking for the redemptive blood. You got to keep on praying. You got to keep on seeking. You got to keep on knocking on doors. You got to lay prostrate before God. As my daughter says, you got to go into your prayer closet. As my wife does, amen, you got to prophesy, amen, with being unworthy and say, hey, I know that God put this word down in my belly. Because see, amen, when you see his star, amen, that's going to be a word that God will put down in your belly. When you see his star, your behavior will change. When you see his star, your praise will change. When you see his star, your joy will shift. When you see his star, things will begin to leap down inside your belly like the woman of God. Come on here now. Why? Because, amen, I have saw his star. When I see his star, amen, I see power. When I see his star, I see glory. When I see his star, healing start to breaking forth in the name of Jesus. I'm just praying right now that somebody will begin to see his star today. You've been down and out, but I'm praying that you will see his star. You've been going through some great tribulation, but I'm praying right now that you will just see his star. You've been waving, you've been tossed to and fro like a wave, but I'm praying right now that you will just see his star. Can I tell you today, amen, that God will make a way of escape for you. It seems like trouble on every side, but when you look up and live and see the star of God, you will know that God have just made a way. It may be in your finances, but when you see the star of God, God will make a way. It may be a struggle in your ministry, but when you see the star of God, God is making a way. You may have trouble in your marriage or relationship, but when you see the star of God, God is making a way. I know this year, amen, it's been a year of war and a year of struggle, but I still tell, even in the midst of war, y'all, in the midst of struggle, things that are going on, amen, in our nation and going on in Israel and Palestine and Gaza and going on in Russia and the UK and going on in North and South Korea and going on in Germany and going on all around the United States and all around the world. Nobody, amen, has been exempt this year, but I want you to know, amen, we got to keep on looking for the star of God. We got to keep on looking for the star of God, y'all. The Lord is soon to come. And I want to encourage you that in this season, amen, even though we may share gifts or don't share gifts, amen, the season is about Jesus. Can I tell you that the season is about Jesus, amen? Even if you've been seeking his light today, amen, or haven't been seeking his light, I want you to know right now, today is the day, amen, to accept him, amen, as your king. I want you to know today, amen, if you have not been seeking that light, the light of heaven, the life of Jesus Christ, like the wise men was today, is today for you to seek that light today, amen. We got to get up, amen, like the wise men did, and we can't be afraid of Herod. We can't be afraid of Pharaoh. We can't be afraid of the naysayers and the people that are trying to turn us back and turn us away today. We got to get up and start looking for his star. I'm telling you right now, amen, the enemy is always going to try to find a way to destroy or distract you from the light of God. But today that light is knocking on the door of your heart. Can I tell you right now, as I'm speaking to you right now, that light is knocking on the door of your heart. I don't care which direction that you're praying in. I don't care which language that you're speaking in. Amen. Oh, I speak the word of Christ over your life right now today, that you would come in and you would turn from your ways and you would lift your hands up toward heaven right now and say, Lord, I see your star shining over my life, oh God. And Lord, I want to seek your star today. I want to seek your light, God, that's been illuminating over my life, oh God, to bring me out of darkness and into your marvelous light. Oh God, allow me, open up my eyes today, oh God, so I can see your star. And as I speak that word over you right now, it brings me to a story in St. Mark chapter 8, amen. There was a blind man that they brought to Jesus. There was a blind man that they brought to Jesus, a man that had been blind and could not see. And it says, amen, that Jesus spit on the man's eyes and asked the man, could he see? And the man said to Jesus, I see men as trees. And some would say that, you know what, I'll take some partial sight from not having no sight at all. But when the Lord knew, amen, that this man needed to see his star, when he knew that this man needed to see his star and would need to see the light that would illuminate from the star of Christ, amen, completely shining, amen. He says, wait a minute here. Let me touch you again, because I want to make sure that the light that you see is not the light of the enemy, that the light that you see is not the light of the pain that you have experienced in your life. But I want to make sure, amen, that the light that you see is the light, amen, illuminating from my star. So he touched the man's eyes again. And he says, now, how do you see me? And the man says, I see you clearly now. I see your light illuminating. Oh, my God, Lord, thank you right now. I see your light illuminating. So I'm saying to you, right, even if the Lord got to touch you twice, if he got to heal you more than one time, if he got to bring you out your dungeon of despair, if he got to bring you out the trenches of your pain, if he got to bring you out the swamps of indecision, if he got to bring you, amen, out of the brokenness, amen, of your darkest hour, I want you to know right now, amen, that God wants to turn that thing around in your life. His light is illuminating. His light is shining right now, and his star wants to shine over your life. Have you saw his star? They found his star. And they went to where his star was and said, oh my God, we have found the Savior. We have found the baby called Jesus. And as they went and they worship him, because I'm telling you that when you find the light, when you find his star, amen, you're going to find yourself falling down and bowing over before him in worship and giving his name all the glory, honor, and praise. And they bowed before him, and they didn't come empty handed. Amen. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in honor, saying that we want you to know, amen, that we love and adore you. Amen. They said that you would be a governor to the nation and to the world, that you would be a light, amen, that cannot be hid, that you would illuminate all nations, and he is the Savior of all nations, of all 195 countries on this planet. Jesus is Lord to every country. God is the God of this world, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He showed his star to them. He showed his star to David. He showed his star to Peter. He showed his star to Joseph. He showed his star to the wise men and so many more. And as I get ready to close today, I only ask, amen, do you see his star? Pray every day for things to be removed out of your life that's keeping you from seeing his star. Whatever has distracted you, whatever's going on, and we all have hurts and pains, and we worried about different things, amen. But one thing that I do know that gives me strength daily, amen, is saying, God, give me strength, amen, to pray, to trust your word, oh God. And God, ultimately, Lord, just to see your star. In Psalms 119 and 105, the word of God declares, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I'm praying right now that today, oh my God, all of you men and women of God that hear my voice, that you will search out, amen, and you will not stop until you see his star. His star shines bright. His star is totally different from any other star that you would see, because it's a star that will cause you to be whole. It's a star that will return your joy. It's a star that'll put a smile on your face. It's a star that'll cause you to, help someone else when they're not trying to help you, amen. The star of God. The star, amen, that his son, amen, was born and he still lives, amen. The star that stands out beyond any other star. I pray today, amen, that you would seek God's star. The star is his son. It's not a book. It's not things. It's not money. It's not a gated community. It's not an island. Amen. It's not a billion-dollar yacht. It's not money. Amen. But the star is his son. And if you accept his son, amen, through his star, amen, you all can have eternal life and live with the Lord forever. In my closing declaration, you can just simply pray, oh God, forgive me of my sin. Just a simple prayer, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of the things I was wrong of, oh God, that I was keeping myself from seeing your star as well as accepting your star. But today, oh God, I accept your star being your son as my personal savior, and my desire is to live for him forever to the best of my ability, that one day, oh God, when I come before you, oh God, I'd be able to live in heaven with you forever. And if you prayed that prayer, just as simple as those simple words were, you have now been accepted, amen, into the family of God. And that star that I've been speaking about today, if you'll just look up right now, you will see that that star is illuminating over your life. God bless you. We love you. We're praying for you. We're praying your strength. And know each and every day, make it your business to seek God and to seek his star. We're praying for you. Have a blessed and awesome year of closing out. But we're also praying for an amazing 2024. God has already spoken. 2024 is going to be an amazing year. You just wait and see what God has in store for you. And now that you see his star, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. On behalf of FMW and all of our radio networks all around the world, we bid you peace and good tidings and blessings from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.